Malaysian authorities are planning to build more incinerators like this one coming up in Jeram in Selangor State. It's an increasingly urgent issue as the nation's landfills are expected to reach capacity by 2050. Not only that, only a small fraction of its landfills are engineered sanitary sites, while a significant number are illegal dump sites. These pose substantial health hazards and environmental risks. The state government plans to build another such incinerator in Batu Arang, some 40 kilometers away, and residents of the town and neighboring areas are strongly opposed to it, believing that it will bring more harm than good to their community.
Our main concern is the location. The location around the surrounding residential areas. Secondly, is because the sensitivity of the ground here. History has shown got sinkholes, and then you got coal burning. One more thing is that we have got schools, temples, even mosques very close to the location of the planned incinerator.
The reason that why we actually object the proposed incinerator in Batu Arang is because, first, the location is just too near to the residence area. Some of the residence area is just 500 meters away. This actually have a lot of environment impact and also health impact to the residents. And to us, the resident of Batu Arang, is the geography itself, the area underground is also not suitable because it used to be a coal mine. With the recent Putra Heights fire, it's add-on worry to us because we actually request a lot of information from the government, but none of the governments or any representative for those people that involved in this project touch base with us. What kind of incinerator, what technology they are going to use to build the incinerator. So without all this transparency, how can you convince me to build an incinerator just 500 meters away from my home?
The biggest reason is the potential health risk from the emission of potential toxic gases from the proposed incinerator. Okay, despite the several claims made by the state government that it is the latest technology, there is no guarantee, and they refuse to guarantee that there will be no health impact. With 3,500 tons per day of waste coming in from six municipalities in Selangor, you are expecting 350 trucks coming in and going out every day. Assuming a 12-hour operation, you're talking about one truck every 2.1 minutes. Imagine what will happen to the structure of the road, damage the leachate from the garbage trucks. And all of these entrances are going through residential areas. We are from lower middle and lower income group. We don't have any choice, we don't have any options, we cannot move elsewhere. This is our livelihood. So the question why Batu Arang and the surrounding area is to be sacrificed. Does it mean that the life and livelihood of Batu Arang, Bandar Tasik Puteri, Kota Puteri coalfields are cheaper and more dispensable from those areas?
Professor Agamutu Pariyatambi of Sunway University believes that incinerators can help manage waste more effectively and reduce the need for more dump site landfills altogether.
Actually, the question is, where do you want to locate it? That's all. We need it. Because we are generating about 40,000 tons of waste every day all over the country. And at the moment, bulk of it is going for dump sites. Because we only have about 10% sanitary landfill. So 90% is actually dump sites. So it's causing too much environmental damage, you know, in terms of the leachate, polluting the soil, and as well as the biogas that's polluting the air, and also hazard, health hazard. So incineration also has its limitations, so waste to energy has its limitations. But you see, the system has evolved so well nowadays that the gas cleaning system or the flue gas cleaning system is much more advanced compared to like 10 years or 15 years ago. So we have systematically removed everything from the flue gas, like solid particles, biogas, dioxin and furan, all these are removed. So if it's a sanitary landfill with proper piping system at the bottom to collect the leachate, then it goes for leachate treatment. And the gas piping collects the gas and it goes for either flaring or it goes for waste, biogas to energy. So if you look at Bukit Taga landfill or Southern Waste landfill or the landfill in Jeram, they're converting the biogas to energy. So the question doesn't arise. That is sustainable. But what about the 90%, which is not sustainable landfill? So we don't see the problem because we don't see it. It's not near a city center, but it is polluting the environment. The leachate is polluting the environment. And it's also releasing the biogas, which contributes to global warming.
Local NGO Zero Waste Malaysia emphasizes the importance of early education on waste composition. The group says that it is fundamental to understand what our waste consists of to be able to reduce and manage it effectively.
So for example, in Malaysia, about 45% of our household waste is actually food waste, which is organic waste and wet waste. For incinerators, wet waste is not ideal because it makes it less efficient. Another thing is that incinerators are also extremely expensive, often built around vulnerable communities, and emissions are still there. It might be reduced because of modern-day filters and technology. Emissions are still there and we're burning a lot of waste that could otherwise be recycled or reused. So Malaysians should really prioritise solutions based on our context, increase more composting facilities, community composting initiatives, and also strengthen our recycling systems. Because domestically, we're not managing all of our waste as well. So we really need to strengthen infrastructure, availability and access as well, and of course education.